This week, I wanted you to understand and know that you're here on a mission. You have been deployed here on a mission. Now, you might be wondering, who deployed me? What's the mission? But you have been deployed out of heaven by God. God is the one that sent you here upon the earth with a very specific purpose. There is a reason for you. Think of God like a general who has troops. You are those troops, and he has deployed them out on the earth to fulfill a mission. And you need to understand that. You've been sent here with a reason. You've been sent here with a mission to fulfill a purpose. We need to have this understanding down. Now let's take a look here, because we can look back and we can see that in Genesis 1, it talks about this. Because a lot of people, they don't understand that we're the ones that have the authority. We're the ones that have been given dominion. That's why God deployed us here. It's like if a general sends out a soldier, he gives them the authority to act in his name. He gives them the orders. And now that soldier, whatever duties he performs, he has the authority of that general behind him, as long as he's acting in alignment with the orders, right? If he goes AWOL or if he runs off and goes rogue or something like that, he's no longer under the authority of the general now. And that's how long our authority lasted when God put us on the earth. He put us on the earth, and in Genesis 1, here it says, this is chapter 1, verse 28, and I just want to read this one part of it. It says, "Fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion." God was giving us dominion over the earth there, right in Genesis. That happened right after he created us. He said, "Have dominion." That lasted about 5 minutes. Because instead of us using the authority that God gave us, man ran off, went rogue, you know, went off on his own plan, and the authority was lost as a result of that. You're no longer under the general's authority if you start doing your own orders, not following the orders that the general gave you. And so as a result of that, we were no longer under the authority. We're now going on our own. And so we lost that, and I think we also forgot what our mission is. We're going to be talking more about what that is. But I want you to understand today that you've been deployed here by God, and you've been given the authority. So the authority was lost. God had to reestablish that too. Now, if we read in Romans 13:1, this is Paul's writing, and it says, "For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." So there is no authority except for God. That's why he's the top general. That's why when he gives the marching orders, you have the authority upon you. And he was saying, there are no other authorities except appointed by God. All right, so when he appoints you, then you have that authority, and none other exist. There are some false ones out there, but they're not true authorities. The true authorities have been appointed by God. And that's what we need to understand. And so you were deployed here with a mission, with a purpose. Now, when we lost that authority, God had to reestablish it back to us, because we're still on the same mission. We're still here on the earth, and we have supposed to have dominion over it. So what he had to do was come down and walk as Jesus to reestablish the authority. If we take a look, we can take a look in Colossians 1. It talks about what Jesus did. This is part of what he did to help us reestablish our authority on the earth. It says in Colossians 2, verse 15, "Having disarmed principalities and powers," this is talking about Jesus, "he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." So he conquered all principalities and powers. That means all nations, all kings, or anything that thought that they had authority or they had power. Demons were included in that. Jesus conquered them. He overcame them because he was trying to get back that authority and that power. So he had to tear down all the places that thought they were in charge and take control of them. If we go on, we can read also here in Matthew 28:18, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying," now he's now talking to the disciples after he has been resurrected, and he says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." So now it's showing that Jesus has acquired the authority back now. Nothing else is in charge. Nothing else has power anymore. Jesus has all authority over heaven and earth. Now, before that, let's remember that God had the power in heaven, and we had the power on the earth. That's the way it was supposed to be set up. God had the power in heaven, and we had the power on earth. We had the authority on earth. And that's the way it was supposed to work. You know, and we were on marching orders, or on that, we were deployed on that mission to fulfill and do the things that God wanted us to do. And so that's why it was set up that way. Now, since Jesus had to come, God had to come walk on the earth and reestablish it. Now he has power both in heaven and on earth. What did he do with that power, though? Why did he reacquire that authority? Let's remember, it was to put it back, give it back to us. He wanted us to have the authority. And we can see an example of this even before he was raised. If we go to Luke 1, we read about... Luke 1, is that where I want to see? Let's go to 1. That's good. Luke 1, verse 9. Here's what he did with the authority. He then called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure disease. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So what did he do with his 12 disciples? This is Jesus. He deployed them. He gave them the authority over all demons, to cure disease, to heal the sick. He gave them that authority, and then he deployed them out. That was the same plan that God had from the very beginning when he gave us dominion. We were supposed to go out and do these things. It starts to show what our mission is. Starts to show why God deployed us here. You know, it's for us to go out. And wherever we see problems, we take care of it, because we have the authority. And that's what Jesus is showing here. He's giving that authority to the disciples. He's giving that authority to you. You are receiving that authority so that you can now be in charge on earth the same as it was from the beginning. So he is reestablishing that authority for you. Now we can read about how he reestablished that authority in John 12:49. If we read this, listen carefully. This is how he gained that authority. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command that I should say, of what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Jesus is saying, I only say what God told me to say. Remember, we read in Romans that God is the only authority. That means Jesus is following the general's orders. Whatever the general says, he says. That's how he got the authority back, by doing whatever God told him to do, saying whatever God told him to say. He received that authority. Now he has given that authority back to you. It's your authority now. Again, you are the one that's been deployed out on the earth with a mission, with a purpose. And you need to step forward now and begin to do that. What is the mission? What was the whole purpose of being deployed? We got a glimpse of it, what he did with disciples, right? He said they had power over all demons. They could cure disease. They could heal the sick. So we kind of have a glimpse there of some of the things that you can do. You have the authority now. That authority that Jesus took, he gave it to you. The minute you invited Jesus into your heart and said, I believe in you, Jesus, I receive you, you now have the authority back. God wanted it that way all the way back in Genesis 1 we were reading. That's how God wanted it. When he created you, he said, have dominion. He had to reestablish it back because people went rogue and they didn't follow the orders and they lost the authority. He now reestablishes the authority. You have the authority now. The authority is yours. You can now use it. You should be using it. You should be looking out there in the world and seeing what isn't in order. Because the whole mission, here was the mission of why God gave us this. And the clue comes in the Lord's Prayer. Remember this prayer? This was the perfect prayer. Jesus' disciples said, show us how to pray. How should we pray? And then Jesus did this prayer. I only want to go to one part of it to talk about what we're talking about today. And this is in verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is the Lord's prayer. Jesus is praying these words. He says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. We know that God had authority in the heaven, and everything has an order. There's a certain peacefulness. There's a certain goodness that flows through the heavens, right? We kind of understand that. We get a glimpse of that as we read more about what God says about the heavens. And as we explore and receive it, we know there's a goodness in the heaven. Jesus is saying, on earth as it is in heaven. And this is giving us a glimpse of the mission. Our job, why we have been deployed here on this mission, is to make heaven on earth. Our job was to make heaven on earth. That wasn't God's job. God gave that to you. He gave you the authority. He deployed you as the troops, and he said, I'm deploying you out of heaven to go to the earth and make it heaven on earth. This is what your mission is. You've been given this. And then he made sure you had the authority back. That's why Jesus did all that work, so that he could give you that authority. Any mistakes were washed clean, so they wouldn't interfere with your mission. They were taken away. There was forgiveness of sin. Took all that away. And then you were given the power and the authority now, again, to fulfill the mission. And the mission is to make heaven on earth. See, if we go back to the beginning in Genesis, we had a blueprint of that. It showed it. It was Eden. Eden showed us what heaven on earth looks like. And God created that. And he showed, here's this beautiful place. All things are available. There was no lack. There was no suffering. There was no sickness. There was no disease. There was no aging. There was just this wonderful place. And then God gave the authority to man and said, I want you to do this all over the whole earth. Because Eden didn't cover the whole earth. It was a small area. But man was deployed to spread heaven on earth. To spread Eden across the face of the entire earth. And to bring it to this beautiful state of just peacefulness and prosperity and health and blessing. To spread the blessing is another way to say that. To spread the blessing of God across the entire face of the earth. His love, his blessing, brings prosperity. It brings health. And this is what he wanted us to do. The mission hasn't changed. The mission hasn't changed. That's why you're deployed here. You've been deployed out of heaven by God to fulfill the mission to have heaven on earth, to create heaven on earth. That's your job. That means wherever we see problems, wherever we see there's something that's not orderly, that's not in alignment with God's way, that's not in alignment with a heavenly way that God planned things, you know, my mission is to do something about that. Why? Because it's your job to create heaven on earth. What I've noticed, though, is the minute I tell people they have authority, what I've seen is people get scared. And I've seen this with small groups. Even I say, well, somebody should lead this small group. Maybe you should lead the small group. I can't lead this small group. I'm not equipped. I don't have the knowledge, and I don't have all the training, and I don't know enough. There's no way I can't do this group. It's not for me. I just not capable of it. That's the first thing that usually happens the minute somebody is told, here's something God wants you to do. Take it. Step up. Do it. It's so much easier for people to kind of sit on the sofa of life and say, hey, God, why aren't you doing something about that? Hey, God, why don't you fix this problem? Hey, God, why are there people starving and kids dying? Hey, God, that's holding. That's holding. We always see that when we're watching sports, it's easy to sit on the sidelines and judge the referees and the plays, and you're a sofa quarterback, basically, or an armchair quarterback, telling them the way they should have done the plays. And that's the same way we're living in life. We're sitting on the sofa of life, and we're calling out to God that you should be fixing this, and you should be doing this. And God, why aren't you curing this problem? Why is there sickness in the world? And yet God has put you in charge of it. And the first thing that people do when I say, or they find out they're in charge, is, oh, I'm not qualified. Oh, no, I could never do that. Oh, no, I don't know enough. Oh, no, I'm not the right guy for that. It even happened with me. I remember when Liza said, you know, Dad, I think God wants you to preach. I was like, oh, no, that's not really my thing. I'm not qualified to do that. I've never took any training in that, and I don't think that's me. Oh. See, we get afraid. It's funny because our whole purpose and our mission is to take the authority, to take the commands of God and put into action. Our whole thing. Why do you think we see the problems in the world? It's because it's our job. We have the mission of doing something about it, of changing that problem, of bringing the blessing, bringing the prosperity into the life wherever we see that problem, to use the authority of God. We're not running off rogue on our own because we'll lose the authority, but in alignment with God, in the name of Jesus, because that is our authority now, we can call down the power of heaven. Because remember, Jesus had authority over heaven and earth. So we can call on the resources of heaven, deploy that into that problem, and you have been given the authority to do that. That's your job. So why is it the first thing we do is we get afraid and say, we can't do it. I'm not qualified. We disqualify ourselves. Jesus qualified us for all things. He returned the authority to us, and yet we're disqualifying ourselves and saying, I'm not good enough, I don't know enough, I couldn't do that. And yet, that's why Jesus came and walked on the earth, to qualify you. Do not disqualify yourself when God has done everything he can do to qualify you and make you ready to step up and fulfill your mission. He deployed you here to fulfill that mission to make heaven on earth. You are qualified. Each and every single one of you is qualified. It's not about the knowledge. It's not about the experience. Often that's what we're talking about. Well, I don't have enough experience. I've never done that before. The thing is if you've received Jesus, you've received the authority, you've received the qualification. You're qualified. And there is nothing you can do to disqualify yourself. You are qualified. But it's funny, fear comes up to keep us from fulfilling the mission. The fear comes up to keep us trapped in a limited way of living. Because if every person stepped up and began to fulfill their mission that God gave them to bring heaven on earth, there is nothing that could stand in front of them. Look, the disciples were given power over all demons. There are no forces of darkness that can stand in your way. Jesus conquered all principalities and powers. That means there is no force, there is no nation, there is no stronghold that stands against you, no government that stands against you. There is nothing that can stop you from fulfilling the mission that God has given you. So don't disqualify yourself by saying you don't have enough experience, or you don't have enough knowledge, or you don't have the information that it requires. All that's required is you to understand you've been deployed here on a mission by the big general called God. And he has qualified you through Jesus. And you've received that authority when you received Jesus. You are now equipped. You are now ready. Step forward and fulfill the mission of God. Step forward and create heaven on earth. When we see places where there is poverty, we know that is not the order of God. When we see places where there is sickness and there is disease, we know that is not the way of heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. There was no sickness in the Garden of Eden. When we see people in lack and struggling, we know that's also not the Garden of Eden, not heaven, not God's way. And that's the place where we are called to step forward and use the resources that God has given us. A good general, when he deploys his soldiers, doesn't send them out alone. He provides them with, number one, authority, but number two, he provides a supply line. They're going to be getting supplies, whether they need more bullets or they need more food or they need whatever it is they need. That supply line is open to make sure they get those supplies so they can continue to fight the battle, so they can continue to fulfill the mission. God is a good general. He provided a supply line for you too. All the resources of heaven are open for you to use to bring about this mission. He has provided for you the prosperity. He has provided for you the strength, the energy. He has provided for you the health. He has provided for you the authority. Whatever you need is already provided for you and available. The supply line is there. You just have to call it down out of heaven by doing the same thing Jesus did. He spoke the words that his Father spoke. The same way. That supply line is open for you because you've been deployed by God. He's not going to leave you without supplies. He's not going to let you go out on that mission alone. He's going to provide you with other assistance. There will be other people as well that will step forward. You have the power of the heavens behind you. And there is no forces of darkness that can stand in your way. Our number one problem is we need to be able to embrace the mission. And realize, yes, I am qualified. Realize, yes, all the supplies are there. Yes, I have power over all things because God has given me this authority. We need to understand that so that we can step up into the problems. Don't get into the way of the world and talk about problems and what's wrong with the world. A lot of people spend their time talking about what's wrong with the world. They complain about the taxes they have to pay. They complain about what's not working in the world and what's not happening and how they're starving people over there. Why isn't somebody doing something about it? When the whole reason you're put here is you're here to do something about it. You called down the blessing of God upon that place. You proclaimed the victory that Jesus already won in that war. You utilize what God has given you, and nothing can stop you from fulfilling your mission. You have been deployed here on earth to do all things that he said you could do, and he gave you the authority to do it. Nothing can stop you. You need to embrace that mission full-heartedly, and wherever you see disorder, you know, that's where I need to bring the kingdom of God. That's where I need to create heaven on earth. That's where I need to utilize my authority that Jesus, in Jesus' name, that God gave me. I need to put it into action right there. If every one of us was doing that across the face of the earth, we wouldn't have problems. Because the problems have already been conquered by God. He has deployed you here to manifest heaven on earth, to bring about the blessing wherever you go, wherever you step, wherever you speak in Jesus' name. The blessing can come. There should be no lack, sickness, poverty. There should be no strife or struggle or war. And where we see these things, we know these are not the ways of God. And I am here to step up and fulfill the mission. I know my first reaction is the same as many of yours. I said, oh no, I'm not qualified. I said, oh no, I couldn't do that. Oh, that's not my gift. But God created you and put you here to do it. And when I accepted and said, okay, I'll do what God has asked me to do. That's what he needs. He needs more of us understanding. It's not about sitting on the sofa of life and yelling at him, why aren't you doing something? Don't blaspheme God. God has already done everything. He has reestablished the authority onto you. He has deployed you here so you can fulfill that mission. So you don't yell at God, why hasn't he done something? He put you here and gave you the authority and gave you all the resources you need to fulfill the plan to make heaven on earth. Go and do it. It's time to get up off the sofa, get into the game, and begin to proclaim the word of God. Begin to proclaim the blessings of God. Begin to fulfill the earth with his love and his goodness. Call down the angels of heaven into those dark places. Walk as the light into the darkness, because the light shines bright when it comes from God, and there no darkness can stand against you. No sickness can stand against you. No poverty can stand against you, because you have the power of the Most High God, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus upon you. You can walk into those places, you can proclaim into those places, and you can change this world, because that was the mission from the very beginning. We can turn this entire earth into an Eden. We have the authority in Jesus' name. Let it be done.